Hey, Peter Sagal here. I know you're probably expecting to hear us make hilarious jokes about the week's news. But it is 4th of July weekend, and that means Carl Castle is hosting his huge summer barbecue, an annual bacchanal that's Woodstock meets Burning Man mixed with a little Antiques Roadshow. Anyway, today we have a show you may have missed that takes a look at events from the past and proves that the more things change, the more they stay strange. Enjoy.
From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you very much. Sometimes the news of the week gets so unpleasant, so difficult to contemplate, that we seek refuge in the comforting stories of the past. Inevitably, we come running back to the present, weeping with gratitude, just like Jimmy Stewart at the end of It's a Wonderful Life. But we did, of course, bring back some questions for you and for our panel. It's a quick trip through the lowlights of history on this week's show, and of course, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. Time to welcome our first listener to the show. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Britt calling from Attica, Indiana.
Attica?
Yes.
But Indiana.
Not Attica. Okay.
Not New York.
No, you're not incarcerated.
No,
we could tell because it wasn't a collect call. Britt, what do you do there in Attica?
I am an intern Lutheran pastor.
An intern to be a
Lutheran pastor? Yes, I am in seminary and I'm studying to be a pastor.
What does the intern have to do for the pastor?
Well,
oh, Lord.
Well, you know, it's partially our fault because we basically went to town on that for about a year. But intern has become a dirty word, and I now want to bring it back. So I'm sure
in
you
certain
have,
faith, pastor's not a barrel of laughs
yeah,
at this
I guess
point.
So. But I'm sure your duties are all wholesome and useful, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome to our show, Britt. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to Boston Globe writer Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Britt.
Also say hello to a Washington Post style section reporter and one of the co-authors of the reliable source for that paper, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hi. Do casseroles figure in what you have to do at all?
For other people, yes, not for me. I'm vegetarian.
Ah.
That would be good if for a Lutheran pastor they give you 2 boxes of Jell-O and a can of pineapple and they see what you do.
Yes, exactly. Liturgically correct colored Jell-O.
And lastly, say hello to a humorist and the author of Feet on the Street, Rambles Around New Orleans, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, Brett. Short for Brittany?
No.
Oh, okay.
Good Swedish Lutheran.
Oh, good. So Reverend Brittany just wouldn't go too well, would it?
No.
Brett, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl This Time, with which we traditionally start our show. But this week's a little different. Instead of the week's news, all of your quotes right now are statements from history that the speaker came to regret sooner or later. Ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here is your first statement that maybe was not so wise.
His full cockroach mustache hints a laughter benigning, and the shafts of his boots always spotlessly shining.
That was an excerpt from a poem by the Russian poet Osip Mandelstam. Turns out he really should not have decided to make fun of the quote, cockroach mustache of whom?
Stalin?
Yes.
But I like it. Carl, can you read that couplet again, please?
Sure. His full cockroach mustache hints a laughter benigning, and the shafts of his boots always spotlessly shine.
Am I crazy, or does that sound like the communist version of The Night Before Christmas?
With Stalin as Jolly
Yes,
saying
exactly.
That. Well, in addition to the classic rules of not pulling on Superman's cape and spitting into the wind, you do not make fun of Uncle Joe's mustache. For offenses against the great leader's facial hair, Mr. Mandelstam was sent to Siberia.
Where, ironically, he saw Santa Claus off every year.
Yes. All right, here's your next quote.
The policeman isn't there to create disorder. The policeman is there to preserve disorder.
That was a big city mayor speaking back in 1968 as his police did a bang-up job preserving disorder in the streets. Do you know the mayor?
No, I was born in 74.
Oh, well, all right. We'll make it a little easier for you. We'll just ask you for the city. What city was it back in 1968 where the police were creating disorder?
Oh, it wasn't Chicago at the Democratic, whatchamacallit, was it?
Yes, you're right. It was, in fact.
Oh, so it was Daley?
It was Daley.
Oh, yes. Good.
Mayor Daley was proud that his city was hosting the Democratic presidential convention that year. He didn't want any no-good, long-haired hippies ruining it. So he sent the cops out into the streets to disabuse people of their unsocial notions by repeatedly striking them in the head with clubs. All right, you ready to go for the last one?
Yes.
Here's your last less-than-wise statement.
With me, you get two for the price of one.
That was someone back in 1992 telling the voters of America that they could expect an extra special bonus if they elected him. Who came to regret that promise?
92?
Yes.
It wasn't Ross Perot, was it?
Well, that was, in his case, it was two personalities, but you're wrong.
Not quite, no. Same contest.
Bill Clinton.
Yes. For some reason, Mr. Clinton assumed...
Talk about your Democratic whatchamacallits, by the way. Yeah.
For some reason, Mr. Clinton assumed that the American people would be happy to have a first lady who governed along with him as a sort of unelected co-conspirator. His habit, though, of assigning his wife Hillary Clinton to key government jobs did not endear her to much of the public, so after some early missteps, she quickly withdrew to the traditional first lady's duties of social hosting, charitable works, and plotting her ascension to power in her own right. Carl, how did Britt do in our quiz?
Well, the intern performed like a fully ordained minister, Peter. She had three correct answers, so Britt, you win our prize.
Very well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Just the